News from Oroville, November 7th, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Chloe, Christophe, Danielle, and Suda. The weather forecast today through Sunday night, overcast, temperature range 25 to 29 degrees, northeast winds 14 to 21 kilometers per hour, with a 50% chance of a thunderstorm and accompanying rain on Sunday night. Here's Vivek interviewing Dr. Anik Khan, president of the World Wind Energy Association.
Today, the world produces about 175,000 megawatts of energy by wind. It's a huge quantity, which is more than the total entire requirement of India. So, and it is growing so fast, it is a compound rate of growth is about 30%. You will be surprised to know that in Germany today, more number of people are involved in wind technology than automobile. Germany is considered to be the automobile hub, but today more people are working on wind, and they are increasing every day. All countries have become now aware of the problems of fossil fuel. Not only it is finite, but it has a lot of problems it creates. Not only pollution, it creates greenhouse gases, that is carbon dioxide mainly, which is warming up the whole atmosphere and creating n number of problems. That is a subject by itself. But one must see the movie of Al Gore, The Inconvenient Truth, and you will realize what he's talking about. For example, Canada and US, United States, they are consuming the per capita electrical energy 25 times more than per capita energy consumption by China or India. Now imagine if China and India start consuming per capita that much amount of energy, and you multiply by their number of people, what will happen? We will not be able to breathe in this country and nowhere. So that is why not only we must stop this fossil fuel because it is finite, but we must take proactive action and delay the consumption of fossil fuel as far as possible.
Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at Bharat Nevis presents experimental music by Soham and Friends on Saturday night, 8th of November, 8 p.m. Invitation to Annapurna Farm Open House on Sunday, 9th of November. Come and see the fields with the different crops, the ponds and the dairy, have a swim or weed a rice plot, just relax and get the feeling of the farm. There will be tea and juice, and if you want to stay for lunch, bring some food to share. Contact Andre, 948-602-4626, Selvam, 948-603-0481, or Thomas, 948-600-9329. A 7-session pranayama workshop will be given on 9th of November through the 15th, 7 to 8 a.m., at Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity. This workshop is intended for beginners. It introduces 8 simple techniques of pranayama and yoga nidra. Sunday, November 9th, is Global Grace Day. It will be honored at Unity Pavilion at 4 p.m. Here is the prayer for peace, for something better to come into being. Where there was pain, let healing awaken. Where there was anger, let the power for change emerge. Where there was fear, let safety and trust grow. Where there were enemies, let the awakening of mutual compassion begin. Where there was oppression, let freedom reign. Where nations were divided, let sympathy for planet Earth lead to shared responsibility. We have all come here as a reminder, and if we want planet Earth to survive, then all the walls of separation must fall. The walls between people, the walls that we have erected in our own psyches, the walls between the genders, and the walls between humans and all creatures. We have come as a reminder of the original beauty and truth of life. Every living being has a right to be free and unfold and love to genuine truth and trust. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website, aurovilleradio.org, and thank you for listening.